Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by George Bennett, who is CEO at Rainbow Rare Earths. How are you today, George?
I'm very well, thank you, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Right, I was very keen to speak to you because presumably you know more about rare earths than I do. And I just wanted an initial question regarding why rare earth metals are so hot at the moment.
Well, there are a number of reasons. Basically, the rare earth market is dominated by the Chinese. The Chinese control 80 to 85% of production of the rare earth minerals themselves, and they control 90% of the downstream beneficiation of these rare earth metals, which are required in all modern technology that, as we know it, these days. So rare earths go into your laptop, your screen, they go into your cell phones. It makes your rare earth magnets are very, very key, as and two elements out of the rare earths are needed for rare earth magnets. They're called permanent rare earth magnets. It's called neodymium and praseodymium. There's 17 elements in the rare earth deposits, and two of those elements, as I say, are neodymium and praseodymium, and these are required for rare earth magnets. Some of the other rare earth elements are required, as I said, for glass, for night vision goggles in the defense industry, for sophisticated defense armaments that the US and NATO use. But what's really driving rare earths, as I say, are these two rare earth elements, neodymium and praseodymium, which are required for rare earth magnets. Now, rare earth magnets go into every electric motor vehicle, every wind turbine, and the demand for these two uses is going through the roof, driven largely by government legislation in Europe and China and the US, where we're trying to control emissions, and this is driving green technology, as I say. So every motor vehicle takes 2 to 3 kilograms of neodymium and praseodymium and permanent magnets. 1 3-megawatt wind turbine requires 2 tons of rare earth elements in the drive for a 3-megawatt wind drive. And as I said, if you look at the forecast for electric vehicles, you know, between 2025 and 2030, various countries have legislated that electric vehicles will not be allowed to be sold. Those are very aggressive targets, and certainly by 2040, it's even more countries will have determined that only electric vehicles will be allowed to be sold. You know, rare earth magnets go into drones, into electric scooters, electric bicycles, as I said, your cell phone, your earpods, and very importantly, wind turbines as well. So this is driving the demand for rare earths. And with China having so much control, the whole world recently over the last 12 months has realized that Chinese control the supply chain, and more European governments and U.S. governments have decided that they don't want to rely on the Chinese for their supply chain, and they're looking for strategic sources of rare earths outside of China. And this is driving, partly driving the increase in the price of rare earths over the last couple of weeks, because on the 1st of December, Chinese legislated export tariffs and export quotas on rare earth minerals, and we've seen neodymium and praseodymium jump by between 25 and 40% in the last 3 weeks, and this is supporting the recent increase in rare earth share prices around the world.
And so you're happily outside the Chinese stranglehold, let's say, in South Africa.
Yep.
There was a technical update on your project there. How are we going with that?
Well, Rainbow Rare Earths is one of the few rare earth companies, in fact, the only rare earth companies I'm aware of, that has got both project diversification as well as country diversification. In other words, we've got a very, very good high-grade rare earth deposit where we're mining in Burundi, in near Central Africa. It's just on the border with Rwanda, and we have just recently secured what we believe is a very good rare earth deposit here in South Africa at the mining town called Phalaborwa. The Phalaborwa asset has come about out of historical 50 years plus of mining of a phosphate rock deposit by the South African government mining company called Foscor. They then concentrated this phosphate rock through a flotation process, and the rare earths were then concentrated at the same time that sat in the hard rock deposit, and then this was pumped next door to a a phosphoric acid production plant called owned by Sasol at the time. And in the production of phosphoric acid, this phosphate concentrate was further upgraded, and the rare earths were then crystallized in a gypsum residue and deposited on two gypsum stacks over the last 50 odd years. And we now have some 35 million tons of gypsum residue sitting in two gypsum stacks as part of this mothballed phosphoric acid plant. And we've acquired these the right to enter into these two gypsum stacks. And at the moment, we are currently drilling these gypsum stacks to assess exactly the content of rare earths in them. The original work done by Sasol, which is a major chemical conglomerate here in South Africa, and in fact, it's a global conglomerate, indicate that there's 0.6% TREO, which stands for total rare earth oxides, within these gypsum stacks. And very importantly, some 7-8 years ago, Sasol built a pilot plant, and they have a flow sheet which successfully extracted rare earth minerals from these gypsum stacks, and they produced 3 tons of a rare earth carbonate. So that gave me the confidence that we have rare earths that can be extracted from these gypsum stacks, and we're busy proving up exactly the volume of rare earths and the grade and the volume. Very importantly, the initial test work done by Sasol indicates that these gypsum stacks in their rare earth basket, they have plus minus 50% of neodymium and praseodymium in their basket, which is a very, very high level of neodymium and praseodymium in a rare earth deposit. We also have a very good high-grade deposit in Burundi called Kakara, and there we've been mining, trial mining for some 18-odd months, or in fact a bit longer now, almost 2.5 years, where we've been proving up the deposit in Burundi, and we consistently get a very, very high-grade rare earth concentrate, some 54% plus minus concentrate, grading at 54% TREO, total rare earth oxides. And within that rare earth basket in Burundi, we've got about 20% neodymium and praseodymium, which is also fairly high for rare earth deposits. So the beauty about our deposits in Kakara is that we consistently prove that it's a very good mineralogy in this deposit, where with some crushing and DMS separation, dense media separation, we produce this very high-grade concentrate. So it's a very low capital intensity project in Burundi. And likewise, in South Africa, we believe we'll have a very low capital intensity project as well.
And what are the timelines on production, and what can we expect on that front?
Well, as I said, in Gukara and Burundi, we are already in production, where we are doing, as I said, what I call trial mining. We're proving that wherever we mine within our license area, we get this consistent grade of high-grade concentrate, as well as consistently get plus minus 20% neodymium and praseodymium in our basket. And we're selling this through an offtake agreement. It's just encrypted to the Chinese at the moment. Basically, we've also got an ongoing exploration program to prove that we are in a very big mineralized system in Burundi. And my target there is to prove that we've got enough resource to give me 10,000 tons of concentrate production for a minimum of about 12 to 15-year mine life. We're currently trial mining. We next year, our target is to produce between 1,200 and 1,500 tons of concentrate production, all which will be sold currently to the Chinese. In South Africa, once we finish developing our resource to the size I want, we will be doing a full technical study, which will then support the building of a full scale commercial concentrate plant, which we anticipate won't cost more than $20 million, because it's such an easy mineral to concentrate. From a processing point of view, it's a very simple flow sheet and a very low OPEX level. So we're very excited about Kakara. And Kakara, as I said, is in trial mining production, and we are successfully selling all our concentrate we produce in Burundi at the moment before we go into full-scale commercial production. In South Africa, we are busy drilling these gypsum stacks as we talk. And the minute our gypsum stacks have been assayed, which we expect assay results to confirm what we've seen with the original fossil results, those assays start coming out in January. And by the end of February, I hope to have a JORC resource out on the two gypsum stacks. The indications are, as I say, that we've got 210,000 tons of TREO in these gypsum stacks, which is a very sizable deposit. And then we'll do a pre-feasibility study, which will be complete within the next year. And thereafter, we'll go into a bankable study, and we'll look to start building the commercial scale plant in Phalaborwa towards, I'm looking now, during the second half of 2022.
Right, so basically it sounds like you've got everything covered. You've already assessed what you've got underground. You've already got, let's say, samples of what is there. And also you'll be ready to process the material going forward too. So it's a vertically integrated company.
Yeah, well, as I said, our material at Phalaborwa will already be down to one stage of beneficiation. What's important about Phalaborwa is that because of the gypsum that sits on these stacks, it's already in a chemical form. That means that the first stage in any rare earth project is that you have to, once you produce a concentrate, you have to crack your concentrate into a chemical form before you can separate individual rare earth oxides. In South Africa, Phalaborwa, the first phase of this has already taken place, the cracking matters, and that takes a lot of energy and a lot of initial capital up front. And that's been done for us by the fact that the Foscor initially concentrated this gypsum and then Sasol cracked it for us. So that first stage of process that you experience in a rare earth project has been done literally for free for Rainbow, and that means we expect this project to have a low capital intensity as well, because we'll be going straight to producing a rare earth carbonate, like the pilot plant at Sasol did. They produced a rare earth carbonate. They produced 3 tons of this carbonate, which they sold. So we know the rare earths can be successfully extracted from these gypsum stacks. And as I said, there's already a flow sheet which has been proven through a large scale pilot plant run by Sasol some 7 years ago. So we're very excited about the Phalaborwa project, and we're also excited about what we're achieving in Burundi.
Well, it does actually sound quite exciting. I mean, it's what is interesting, I suppose, is you are selling to the Chinese. Your market cap is only around 50 million, which I suppose is pocket change to most larger players. Do you feel that there might be a sort of a stronger relationship formed between you and your off-takers?
To be honest with you, we would be looking with... Once we get Gokara up to commercial scale production and the Phalaborwa project into production, we anticipate we'll be producing somewhere in the region of 4,000 plus tons of neodymium and praseodymium per annum, which will make us one of the largest producers outside of China in the world. And to be honest with you, we will evaluate where this material will eventually be sold going forward. You know, the West wants to reduce its reliance on China, and certainly projects like the Phalaborwa project will be a very large-scale producer of neodymium and praseodymium. So we expect to produce about 3,000 tons out of Phalaborwa and 1,000-odd tons out of Burundi. And those two projects together make us a sizable producer, and we think we will be attractive to non-Chinese users, of neodymium and praseodymium.
George Bennett, CEO at Rainbow Rare Earths, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.